أحمدك اللهم وأشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبدك ورسولك. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. We praise Allah and we bear witness there is no God but Him, and we bear witness that Muhammad is His messenger and the prophet. May Allah's peace and the prayer be upon Muhammad and his household and his companions and his followers to the Day of Judgment. My dear brethren, if any of you were offered an increase in earnings or salary or wages tenfold, would he accept? Of course, yes. But if attached to this is a condition that the money we are going to pay you will not be real dollars, it will be counterfeit dollars, it will be papers looking exactly like dollars, but they are not, would he accept? If he accepts, that would be a great loss. And it looks to me, my brethren, that Islam now is dealing with the problem of counterfeit currency. That is what the Prophet ﷺ meant when he said, there will come the day when the nations will fall upon you like the hungry eaters over a bowl of food. And they asked, on that day, is it because we are too few? And the Prophet ﷺ answered, no, on that day you will be too many, but you will be like the foam on the surface of the current. Is this a world inhabited by 1 billion Muslims? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala promised the mu'mineen, the faithful, in the Quran, that إِنْ يَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ عِشْرُونَ صَابِرُونَ يَغْلِبُوا مِئَتَيْنَ وَإِنْ يَكُنْ مِنْكُمْ مِئَةٌ يَغْلِبُوا أَلْفًا. If there are 20 steadfast of you, they will overpower 200. And if there were 1,000 or 100 of you, they would overpower 1,000, 1 to 10. And in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows that the Muslims have their ups and downs. And he says, الآن خفف الله عنكم وعلم أن فيكم ضعفا فإن يكن منكم مئة صابرة يغلب مئتين وإن يكن منكم ألف يغلب ألفين. Allah says, with His grace, and now that you are not at your best, that is the faithful, then Allah made concessions. So instead of 1 to 10, Allah made it 1 to 2. So that the faithful at their weakest would be able to stand for the enemies even if the enemies were double their numbers. So what's wrong here? We are 1 billion Muslims. And what goes on in Bosnia and in Palestine and in Kashmir and in Somalia and in India and in North Africa and everywhere in the world? Where are those Muslims who can stand for their adversaries at the ratio of 1 to 10 or at the weakest at the ratio of 1 to 2? And we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for sure speaks the truth. And the only explanation, my brethren, is that the count is not a count of real dollars, but of counterfeit dollars. It is not the count of the faithful, but it is a count of people who look like faithful, who say we are faithful, who claim to be Muslims, but they are counterfeit. They're not the real thing. And this explains how our purchasing power is nil, because we are not real currency, we are fake. And that explains why whenever there is a case or a crisis or negotiation or confrontation, we are on the losing side. The only explanation, my brethren, is that we are not solid gold, we are gold plated, but not the real thing. And this is why Muslims are where they are today. And this will continue as long as they are the fake and not the real thing. And they need not wait for the angels to come down to support them, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِقَوْمٍ حَتَّى يُغَيِّرُ مَا بِأَنفُسِهِمْ. Allah does not change the condition of the people unless they themselves change that condition. But this ayah also gives us the key and gives us the solution. And the solution, my dear brethren, will not be by the pressing of a button. It will not be by just a click and tomorrow we'll find that all the Muslim nations have become the real thing. The start, my brethren, is very individual, and the beginning begins at each of you personally and individually. And each of you should ask himself or herself in honesty and clarity, am I the real Muslim, or I just put the tag of a Muslim and look like a Muslim and go to the mosque? And the specifications are well known. The specifications are Muhammad alayhi salatu wassalam. The Kafirs at one time said, how come Allah sends a human being like us? Why didn't Allah send an angel? But Allah says, وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ مَلَكًا لَجَعَلْنَاهُ بَشَرًا وَلَلَبَسْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَا يَلْبِسُونَ. If we were to send to the people an angel, we would have given that angel a human form and dressed him in human clothes, because the whole exercise is that Allah has chosen a human being like us, so that when Allah says لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ, then it would be clear to us that Allah calling us to take the Prophet as the example, not to say it is impossible, but he is not human. And that is why Allah sends human prophets for human beings to emulate. So go and ask yourself, I am behaving in the way of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, or am I different from that, or am I short of that? Of course, the Prophet is the most perfect of human beings, but it is not an excuse to be complacent in emulating him, because we have to do our best, and less than our best will not be acceptable. And when I call you to take the example of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, it is not in how he looked, it is not in how he combed his hair, it is not in how he dressed, it is not in eating the food he liked to eat, because these were not the components of the prophethood. But I am asking you to study Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. I am asking you to be conversant with his character, personality and psychology. How he thought, what filled his heart, how he behaved, how he behaved in pleasure and in anger. Because his wife described him that his behavior was the Quran. And the Quran was sent to us to be not only a book to read, but a book to do. And as long as you are short of Prophet Muhammad ﷺ, you have to work harder and harder. And it would be a great thing if you discover that you are not the real Muslim, to change yourself and become the real Muslim. That would be $1 plus, one real dollar for Islam instead of a counterfeit dollar. Be the real thing, and this is the real asset of Islam. The capital of Islam is not all the people who claim to be Muslim. The real capital of Islam is the people who really are Muslims. And each of you who can transform himself or herself into a real Muslim is adding to the assets of Islam. And if you think you have completed that, then your job is not finished. Because you will have to guide other Muslims or other non-Muslims in order also to be real Muslims. And if Muslims all over the world, even as individuals, begin to change from the fake Muslim to the real Muslim, then things will change. Then we would acquire weight, because volume which is empty is no good, but it is weight that counts. On every confrontation, there are two sides, and what happens is each side is put on one side of the weighing scale, and the heavier side will win. So far, 1 billion people are put on the weighing scales, and they don't prove heavy enough. People, especially in the Middle East, are cursing America, rebuking America, shouting against America, etc., etc., etc. And all it would have taken them to catch the attention and of America, just stop smoking American cigarettes. If all the protesters in the Middle East just decide, we'll buy Japanese cars and smoke Turkish cigarettes, and America will go and ask you, what do you want? Tell me, what do you want? Because I once asked an American diplomat, why do you take sides against the Muslims all the way while your real interests are in their countries? And he said, Doctor, our interests have never been touched and will never be touched. It might be a long way until Muslims change their governors and rulers and the kings and the presidents. But if there is a real mature Islamic public opinion, stop smoking American cigarettes. Stop buying American goods. And this is the way that when a negotiating team would go to the negotiations, it will be supported, it will have its weight. And as I think of this, I see no shorter way. It is difficult to stand for the other side with the forms of with the power of arms, because they have the arms, they make the arms. We invite them to our countries to protect us from one another. On the other hand, if we become the real Muslims, we will have our weight, we can exercise an influence, and we can ideologically win, because we witness a crumbling civilization that will meet its fate and its conclusion on the rock of immorality. And we Muslims have the ideas and the ideals and the teachings that can correct the course of this civilization and save it from the abyss it is about to fall into. So I am proposing to each of you to look at yourself and at Prophet Muhammad ﷺ and strive as much as you can to be him, to be like him. And once amongst the billion Muslims, there forms a minimal critical mass of real Muslims, then you will be put on the way he scales and you find that you are weighty. You will go to negotiate and you find that your words are heard and heeded. You will manage your affairs and you will find that the countries would like to befriend you rather than despise you and scorn you. The only way, my dear friends, is change to a real Muslim. Be the behavior and the character of Islam. The other day I received people here. The problem is a Muslim couple, and they said we'd like to reduce our taxes, so the best way is to get divorced. So they went to the court and got a court divorce in order to pay less taxes. And they are in the dilemma coming to ask me, is it all right to live together or not? I said, why do you care? They said, oh, haram, haram. I said, but lying is haram and cheating is haram. Is it because you are cheating the government or cheating the Jew or the Christian, then cheating will be all right? Some of us Muslims are very fussy about some aspects of Islam and are very blind to some of the very basic aspects of Islam. And develop the power to give, because Allah gives you paradise at the price of your life and your possessions. Now, in this circumstance, is not the time to give your life, but give of your possessions. I do know of a doctor, a very successful doctor, who had a letter from his daughter's ex-school, till she graduated from high school, asking for donation, and he sent $35,000. And when we approached him for the Islamic school, we couldn't squeeze $1 out of him. And this is a Muslim, counted as a Muslim. And his bank account is the bank account of a Muslim. We have to be real Muslims. And you have to know that you are owned by Allah, you and what you own. And in your management of your life, you make sure that you can face your expenses and the expenses of your family. And also make sure that you ensure the security of your future. But let me tell you that you have two futures. One is the future which is temporary, which is near, which is as far as the horizon of your life. But there is the ultimate future beyond that, when you are finished and you die, and it is eternity, either eternal bliss or eternal fire. So when you distribute your money, be wise enough to think of the three demands for your expenditure, your life and family and the children, your future and that of your children in this life, but then the ultimate future which will extend for eternity. On the day when you will discover that the real dollar you invested is the one you paid in the cause of Allah. And believe me, my brethren, never was spending for the cause of Allah a cause of poverty. It will always be a cause of richness, material and spiritual. Tomorrow, inshallah, alhamdulillah, is the grand opening of the New Horizon School. And I just had in my head the hadith of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. إِذَا مَاتَ ابْنُ آدَمْ إِنْ قَطَعَ عَمَلُهُ إِلَّا مِنْ ثَلَاثٍ صَدَقَةٍ جَارِيَةٍ أَوْ عِلْمٍ يُنْتَفَعُ بِهِ أَوْ وَلَدٍ صَالِحٍ يَدْعُو لَهُ. Once you have covered the journey of your life and be called, it is like Air America announces the departure of its flight number so and so, go to the gate. This is life and this is death. Each of us will be called to the gate. Most of us think that death is something that happens to others, but we do not have it in real condensed form that it also happens to us. And once you are there, you will find that you cannot take anything with you except the three things that Prophet Muhammad has identified. Once you leave this world, you are cut off except from three things. A running charity. Number two, knowledge for good cause and in a good cause. Number three, a pious child praying for you. And when I looked at the school, it is running charity as long as it takes the Muslim children to make them Muslim. It is knowledge put to good cause as long as it teaches the children the Quran and the Islam and the behavior and the moralities of Islam. And it is a pious child praying for you, and I am going to suggest to the administration of the school that every week the children in the school will pray Allah to reward everyone who contributed to the formation of the school. And the school is opened, alhamdulillah, but at a bank loan of several hundred thousand dollars. The community could raise $800,000. But a loan of several hundred thousand dollars remains. And it is a loan with interest. And it is running a charity, it is knowledge in a good cause, and it is a child praying for you. So I'm going to propose to each of you to try and reduce that loan, to make it easier for the school to pay off the loan and then go and build another school and a high school and a university. It might not be in our lifetime, but the first steps we can take right here, right now. And any of you whom Allah opens his chest to this jihad, because jihad in America is making our children Muslim, rather than wasted and consumed in society at large. If any of you feels his heart is open to such a jihad, write your check and give it to Brother Qureshi, and write on it for the school. It is different to say, I am a Muslim and frown upon your brothers and attacking me because I wear a necktie and protesting because the people at prayer do not roll up their trousers, etc. Many people do that. But it is another thing to be the Muslim who takes as his example in wisdom and understanding the example of Prophet Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam, who corrects himself so that your inner self and your outer self will not be in conflict. You appear Muslim to the people, but inside you are empty. And then give, because we are asked to give our lives and our possessions, at least now what you can give is some of your possessions. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم. صلوا ربكم يستجيب لكم. أحمدكم أشكركم أستغفركم أتوب إليك وأسألكم من فضلك ما تعلمون. الحمد لله بفضله تتم الصالحات، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله قدر كل ما مضى وكل ما هو آت، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن دعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين. My dear brethren, I would like to leave you with a hadith of Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام. If you make it the constitution of your life, you will never regret it. Prophet Muhammad عليه الصلاة والسلام says, ادعو الله احفظ الله يحفظك، ادعو الله تجده تجاهك، واذا سألت فاسأل الله، واذا استعنت فاستعن بالله، واعلم ان الامة لو اجتمعت على ان ينفعوك بشيء ما كتبه الله لك، لو اجتمعت على ان ينفعوك بشيء ما نفعوك الا بشيء قد كتبه الله لك، ولو اجتمعت على ان يضروك بشيء ما ضروك الا بشيء قد كتبه الله عليك. The hadith says, keep Allah and Allah will keep you. Ask Allah and you will find him before you. And if you seek help, seek it from Allah. And know and be sure that if all the world have decided to give you a benefit that God has not written for you, they wouldn't be able to do that. And if all the world have decided to inflict you with a harm that God has not written upon you, they wouldn't be able to do that. Make this your constitution, and this will make you live in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And those who live in the company of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always be guided and will never be astray. And we ask of Allah to make us amongst them. And we ask of Him to make us the real thing. And we ask of Him to enable us to take as our practical example Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam. And we ask of Him that we wouldn't be lying when we say we are mu'mins and we are Muslims. And we ask of Him to give us the power of His support by enabling us to be deserving of it. Because when you have a right that you do not deserve, you will not get that right. You have to be deserving to your right. اللهم اغفر للمؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك يا ربنا سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات يا رب العالمين. اللهم املأ قلوبنا بمحبتك واجمعنا على طاعتك ومرضاتك والحب فيك، وأحينا وأمتنا وابعثنا على لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله، وأن نوفيها حق قدرها يا رب العالمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا وارحم موتانا، واقض الدين عن المدينين، وسدد خطانا، واجعلنا مصابيح نور وهدى يا رب العالمين. عباد الله، ان الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. أقم الصلاة.